Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable, safe, and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind. The battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder is telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster, and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Welcome to the grind. The factory for greatness. The process of success, where all excuses are denied. The only credit cards that are accepted here are blood, sweat, and tears. Work. Welcome to the grind.
The house of discipline,
where we get it in every single day. We don't take days off. See, we understand here at the grind that success is not something that you achieve. It's something that you become. We refuse to settle for any other outcome than greatness. The reason we train ain't for some game, some event, for some trophy, for some medal. We train because this is our life, and this is all we know. We don't need an event to get ready. We stay ready. This is the lifestyle we live. Preparation is a weapon, and around here, we use that weapon every single day. 24/7, 365, all in beast mode. Greatness is all we know. And I would like to take this moment and welcome all of you to the grind. Anyone is welcomed here, as long as they are willing to die for what they believe. Here at the factory, we don't produce people who accept participation trophies. produce warriors who are hungry, dedicated, and fearless. And winning is all they know. Around here, your work ethic, that's your credit score. You can save all that yakking, all that talking, cause we gon' check that credit score, and you either gonna get approved or denied. You can either chase your dreams, or you can chase the distractions, but you can't chase both. Welcome to the grind. Focus is oxygen, and we starve the enemy. The only thing I see is my dreams. The only thing I am aware of is success. Champions aren't afraid of someone having the upper hand in the early rounds of a fight, because they understand that this race is a marathon and not a sprint. Welcome to the grind. Discipline is the daily process of creating the life that you want by consistently chiseling away at the things that don't belong. What you gotta do is stop complaining about your situation and instead change the thinking patterns that are allowing that situation to exist in your life in the first place. Now listen to me. There's no dream that can be denied manifestation as long as one is willing to be still mentally during the gestation period. Circumstances are born out of a consciousness that allows them to exist. You will eventually inherit the outcomes equivalent to the belief systems and mindset that you adopt. So let me sum it up. When an inner belief is consistently maintained, eventually the external environment adjusts to bring it about. To create a new life, one must shun the natural instinct to change the outside environment and instead turn inward. New lives are built and formulated from within. This is the secret. This is what champions understand. Around here, our grind is our ministry, and we witness every single day. Sometimes, you gotta remind the world just who you are. Other times, you gotta look in the mirror and remind yourself who you are. Kings don't talk to peasants, because peasants, once spoken to, tend to foolishly start thinking they have actually done something worthy of being royalty. Welcome to the grind. Know your worth. Stop chasing people who don't appreciate you. The less you control your mind, body, and emotions, the more the world will control you. Your discipline must break your body's spirit until it becomes your slave. And you gotta get back behind the wheel of your mind and steer your thoughts to greatness. Seek the center of what makes you feel the most uncomfortable. Don't run from it. Just stay there until you conquer it. Master your mind. The art of greatness. Welcome to the grind. I'm gonna keep it real with you. Champions have flaws, weaknesses, and struggles just like everybody else. But what makes them champions is the way they respond to those challenges and that they overcome them. You must conquer your present circumstances in order to qualify for your destiny. If you're not living like there's no tomorrow, then you're dead already. You gotta get up every day and seize the moment. Carpe diem. Success is just a long list of today's done right. Your mind sows the dream. Your faith waters it, your mouth fertilizes it, and your actions harvest it. Welcome to the grind. Massive success requires extreme discipline. So the question is, how bad do you want it? Greatness requires learning how to be comfortable with the things that make you uncomfortable. You can only achieve to the level that you are. Greatness is not something you attain. It's something you become. Greatness made you. Therefore, each and every one of you out there listening right now has greatness on the inside of you. All you must do is awaken to what is already there. Become who you are. Welcome to the grind. This is Billy Osbrooks. I am blessed and unstoppable. To God be the glory.
There are moments in life when you just want to know who you are. It's not that you're lost, it's that there's a feeling you have, that something is changing. You don't know what, but something is about to change. Who you are doesn't feel so solid anymore. What used to do it for you last year isn't getting it anymore. What used to satisfy you last year isn't touching it anymore. What used to be comfortable and familiar doesn't feel easy anymore. It's starting to get heavy. It's starting to look like a distraction. You're not sure, but there's a feeling you have that some old habits might have to change. You're not sure, but you're starting to realize that how you spend your time might have to change. You're not really sure, but you're almost convinced that some friends might have to go. That feeling, that's the beginning of one of the realest things there is in life. That's the beginning of a trip that will test you and pull you into parts of yourself you didn't even know existed. It's the beginning of a thing called growth. It's something we all need. It's a requirement for life, and all of us get at it in different ways. Growth is what keeps life going. It's the reason we arrive at a new year and everybody has a new resolution, something they want to add to get better at, something they want to grow. I'm going to get in shape. How many times have you heard that before? I'm going to discover my worth and treat myself better. How many times have you thought that before? But do you realize that within the first 2 weeks of making a New Year's resolution, 95% of the people who said they would, who committed to it, they break that resolution. 95%, that's high. Growth isn't easy. Growth is not a walk in the park. Growth is hard. It's not easy waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to work out. It's difficult going back to school, trying to earn a degree you should have earned 11 years ago. Holding down 3 kids, a job you can't afford to lose. It's difficult trying to confront all the issues of your past because you want something more for your future. Growth is change, and change is the one thing that terrifies as much as it excites. It's the one thing that is hoped for as much as it's despised. It's the one thing that people ask for and in the same breath reject. Change is inevitable. Change is terrifying, but change is all there is. Nobody gets to be 3 years old forever. People come, people go. You have it today, you lose it tomorrow. Try all you want, but you can't stop it. It happens regardless. And that's it, the real hang-up. You have no control over it. And that's terrifying. You see, growth, that's the authentic, that's the spontaneous nature of growth. It just happens. And sometimes you don't feel prepared for it. You can feel something about to change, but you don't feel prepared. When you don't feel prepared, let me ask you this. What do you whisper to yourself? Can I really do this? Can I really divorce this person? Can I live without them? What have you told yourself because you didn't feel ready? I'm too old to go back to school. I've been doing this for 30 years. I can't change now. What do you believe because you don't feel you're ready? You don't feel you have what it takes. You may not know this, but growth is automatic. It's built into nature. And believe it or not, it actually has a formula. A mathematical formula that describes spontaneous, efficient growth. Nature's code. The golden section. Fibonacci sequence. It's a growth pattern you see everywhere in nature. It's in plants. You cut a banana in half, and it's there. You see it in snail shells. It even describes the way your hair grows. Cut off all your hair and watch it grow back. There's a spiral that forms the crown of your head that describes that growth. Growth is spontaneous. It happens by itself. It happens because it has to. It happens because it must. Your problem is that you think you have to design it. You believe you have to prepare it. But the truth is, all you have to do is move. All you have to do is act. Act on that feeling that you can't describe. Act on that sense that there's something more in you. Action is all it takes to grow. Look at it. The Fibonacci sequence begins 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, 34, and on and on. You see, what's happening is that every step up, every change, every level switch, every growth move is the result of what came before. Nothing new, nothing added, only what came before. What I'm saying to you is that every